had some responses to your question there, Clint.
What you got?
From the text line. I don't trust this offense if it comes down to having to score more than 25 points.
Oh, no.
I'm personally not comfortable at all that this offense can get it done. But then again, there's been times they haven't been able to score. It all comes down to which offense shows up. The average offense that can go down and score some points, or the subpar offense that settles and kicks 6 field goals. Someone else texted in, I don't like how many field goals they have to kick. So, and then there's some others who, like somebody else texted in, just let it play out.
That'd make for great radio.
Yeah, I think he said, can we just let the game play out and stop trying to predict what's going to happen? You guys have been killing the Texans all season, and here they sit 12-5.
Stop whining.
I don't know. I asked the guy.
Sunshine.
I legit want to know if you want to go with the let it play out deal. What would be your topics for the day?
Recast fan.
You leave with Miami Fairbairn. You got 15 minutes on Fairbairn winning the AFC player of the
special team player of the week.
You got 20 minutes on Kevon Holman or Kevon Wallace.
My favorite is killing the Texans.
Killing the Texans. Yeah, I don't see
so
you.
We have stroked the defense every single week, every single day.
Stroke Nico Collins.
I mean, Nico Collins until the cows come home.
Woody Martin.
I mean, Nick Caserio, D'Amico Ryan.
I probably
the cows come.
Nick Caserio. But yeah,
I mean, I think there's been even when you've said, hey, man, Nick did a hell of a job picking this guy up or running, you know, these running backs are coming. I mean, even you've leaned into it a bit. But yeah, no, I mean, it's just wild, boy. Just wild.
Soft.
But no, I mean, yeah, the offense which shows
the offensive line for a month plus now.
I however think this is a game where
Dalton Schultz all year long.
I think this is a game where they could probably get away with like the field goals. It feels like this one is, but we'll see down the line. Yeah, I mean, I think it's very fair to have concerns about the offense. But what I would say is one thing that has been, Clinton Tyler, one of the biggest, I think, surprises in a positive way is what the offensive line has been and where I think people feel with the offensive line right now, even with changes. The sack numbers are down. And not just the sack numbers, but just the times where it looks like, you know, CJ's running for his life are down. Now, they're not over. We still see moments of that. But not last year, it felt like they would go through multiple quarter stretches every week where they just couldn't even run offense because, like, it was a jailbreak at times. There were missed assignments of guys just getting beat. That is not even close to what is happening this year, but we have seen some moments, especially in the second half of some of these games, where the pressure has gotten to the Texans. And I threw it out. How are you feeling about this matchup? Because I think hell, really, you could look at offensive line, defensive line on both sides of the ball for the Texans and the Steelers as really the matchups of the game. But the Steelers, they bring out, and then we heard Nick Caserio say it, they got two Hall of Famers down there. T.J. Watt is still one of the best pass rushers in the game. Cam Hayward has been playing really, really well the last 2 years. And Highsmith, who has 9.5 sacks for them, is really good. Higbee, who has 7.5 sacks, another guy up front. They've got capable pass rushers, and they can blitz. Kyle Duggar's a good blitzer from the secondary. Patrick Queen. How are you feeling about the Texans, their offensive line, their protection in this game?
I feel good about the offensive line.
Yeah.
I feel good about the offensive line. I feel like the coordinator, quarterback, and O-line can all be overwhelmed again with that dreaded pressure that we always talk about. But if you're asking me specifically about the offensive line to be able to handle a man-to-man, when you talk about protecting, I think they're going to be able to run the ball at least in a complementary fashion. When you talk about protecting and let's assume that these running backs are going to chip the way they've chipped, the tight ends are going to help the way that they've helped when need be, I'm not worried about it. There's one that Cam Hayward in the middle is for two reasons. Is obviously he's a man amongst boys from a size and strength standpoint. I mean, him getting matched up and getting leaning on Andrews, and I mean really any of our interior guys. And not that he's gonna just whip them like a drum, but when you got Patterson in there and Andrews in there, you don't have a whole lot of lead in your ass in terms of your middle offensive line. So it's
as long as it is not the Chris Jones situation where that.
Yeah, I don't know that. Hey, I don't know that he's got that left.
Or Simmons, yeah.
But I do feel like he's got to push the pocket from the inside. He's got a get in the quarterback's vision, knock balls down, force errant throws over the middle of the field. I do think that he has that in his bag.
Clint, he was clearly in the Baltimore game, the game they just played. He was clearly a big part in that game.
Yeah,
in the
middle.
Well,
to your point of I mean, I'm not worried about our tackles, but to your point of the two edge rushers for Pittsburgh, when you've got this is another thing why I'm so bullish on the interior pass rusher and big presence like this is. You can't take either guard away. Like one of those guards at some
point, gotta be.
They have to help Andrews, right? And you can't leave a guard by himself consistently either, because it's just he's gonna disrupt things. And so you got to give your attention inside, which creates one on ones for the most part outside, and could cause some problems. And so what they've got going on across the front is problematic potentially. I'm not saying that it's going to be a major issue. Hell, that bad Pittsburgh team may show up and Texans may run through them. But they potentially, that defense is significantly better than I think their rankings would tell you.
Can they just hold up, you know, well enough that they can make some plays, right? That's the thing is, can they avoid that – like that second half, there was a little bit of second half period against the Chargers where the pressure seemed to get away from them a little bit. The same thing with in that Chiefs game in the second half. Can they avoid that for long stretches in this game? Now, T.J. Watt is a capable pass rusher.
Yeah.
Like he's been one of the best in the league. But can they just get to a point where they don't let those guys just ruin everything they're trying to do? And they have been able to do that for the most part this year. They may have some moments, but for the most part this year, they've been able to do that. All right, coming up as we continue, big news coming out of the NFL is still lingering from yesterday. We'll talk about that and a little bit of the Coach of the Year situation. Do you feel like it's an issue that D'Amico Ryans doesn't seem to be involved in that conversation? We'll discuss that next.